Joining us now on the South Shore's Morning News, we have State Representative Matt Moratori of Plymouth. And Matt, good morning. I know you have come out and said Massachusetts needs to stand in solidarity with the residents of Ukraine, and you and a number of other legislators are calling on the state treasurer to divest all Russian business assets from the state pension fund.
Yes, good morning, Christine. Yeah, we took some swift action earlier this week, led by the minority leader, Brad Jones, sent a letter to Treasurer Goldberg. She responded within 24 hours. There were two reserve funds for the pensions. One is the Pension Reserve Investment Management Fund, and that's the one that has about $140 million in exposure. So we were directing the treasurer to actually do that, but then we found out that it has to take legislative action. So it's back on the legislators now, and she will support that. So we're looking to take some legislative action to do that.
Now, it was interesting that you were one of, I believe, 58 legislators in the House
Correct.
And Senate to submit a letter. And I don't know if it was by commission or omission, but it looks like signed by 29 Republicans and 29 Democrats. How did that happen?
Yeah, that was interesting. Well, there's only 29 Republicans out of the 160, as you know, House reps. But I think there would have been more Democrats signed on to it as well. But this was put together so hastily, and we had 24 hours to send it out. So I think we're solid in our unity, you know, against Putin and what he's doing to the Ukrainian people. So I think you'll see more action taken.
Now, since this has to get through the legislature, and we also talked earlier this week to Patrick Kearney, another bill he signed about getting, you know, not taking any Russian-made products here in the state of Massachusetts. We know things don't always move super swiftly through the Massachusetts State House. How are you going to get these bills in front of the people that need to see them in an amount of time that makes sense logistically?
You know, we've been in consultation with the Speaker's office on these issues. And again, it's usually issues like this, Christine, that have broad-based support that need some quick action. And particularly, look at the inspiration the Ukrainian people are doing. And how can we as Commonwealth sit back and not do anything? So this is something that we can do to show solidarity there and denounce Putin for what he's doing. So I think something like this does move through the House and the Senate very quickly. I think you'll see some quick action.
Oh, excuse me. Are you getting a lot of calls from your constituents that they want to see some action on something like this? People are very emotional about this issue.
Christine, people want to do something, and they're not sure what they can do. And this is one way that we came up as a Commonwealth, and that people can support this, that we can do to really show our solidarity.
And anything else other people can do? Do you recommend that they call their state senator, their state rep, say, we support this?
I would absolutely recommend that they do this today, if possible, or tomorrow, on the next couple of days. We are in session today, and I'm hopeful it's going to be brought up today. If not, hopefully next week it'll be brought up.
Right. Well, we appreciate you joining us. Again, that State Representative Matt Moratori of Plymouth saying they stand in solidarity with the residents of Ukraine, calling on State Treasurer Deb Goldberg, as we said, to divest all Russian business assets from the state pension fund. And Matt, as you said, it takes the legislature to do this. So we'll keep in touch. We'll follow up on the story with you.
Sounds good, Christine. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. We'll be back after this.